This is Nerlee, and this is the Small Talk and Nightcaps podcast. Welcome back to another episode. This is episode 4. Today we are going to be talking about what's holding you back. But before we get into that topic, I'm going to get into a few updates. So it's funny how the last episode I talked about how I was not married to the name and how I wasn't married to the concept and it's going to change and evolve over time. Well, I'm thinking about changing the name of the podcast, mainly because of marketing and the tone that I want to convey. I feel like I want the name to be more marketable. I want it to be short, sweet, and simple. I want the searchability to be easier. I feel like right now the name is a little too long and I want to shorten it to make it easier for listeners to find, for people to tell other people about. I feel like, you know, not everybody's a great speller and I feel like there's a lot of letters and I just want to be able to make it a lot easier to get to. Of course, I still want it to stay as authentic as possible to my personality. And to be honest, the more that I say it, the more I start to dislike it, which lets me know that something needs to change. Like I said in the last episode, I was not married to the name, and there was a reason why. I just didn't know it yet, but over the past week and a half, I've realized that it needs a little tweaking. So I may keep part of the name, but not all of it. So when I figure that out, I will let you guys know. My second update is I will be starting class this week. I may have mentioned it before, but I am going back to school for my MBA. And so because I'm going back to school for my MBA, I'm considering switching the podcast to bi-weekly and weekly episodes. One of the reasons is I want to be able to create more entertaining, thoughtful content without it feeling forced. I like to talk about things that seem to be the big topic throughout the week, whether it's in my life or on social media. I like to talk about things that are current, and I feel like going 2 weeks would allow me to kind of build up that content that I'm looking for. I'm also excited about going back to school just to kind of broaden my horizons, so to speak. I don't want to say that I'm limited in any aspect of my life. So that's why I'm going back to school, just because I want to have my hand in many pots, not just 1, 2, or 3. But yeah, so I will keep you guys updated on 1, the name of the podcast, 2, if I'm going to switch to bi-weekly. I may do bi-weekly for like full length episodes, but maybe I'll do a few like short ones in between if something's coming up and it's like a hot topic and I got to jump on and talk about it. So we'll see how that goes and I will get back to y'all on that. So let's get into this topic, okay? Today we're going to talk about what's holding you back. This episode is something that is a topic. Well, this topic is something that has always triggered me because it would always force me to acknowledge my participation in things that would often lead me to unfavorable situations, right? Acknowledging my faults often led me to taking accountability for my actions. And, you know, to be honest, nobody wants to accept the fact that they are the main reason things don't work in their favor. Sure, some things are not meant to be, and I get that, and I do not argue with that. There are some things I wanted so bad, and they did not happen, and I am 100% grateful that they did not, because I either was not ready for it, or I really didn't want that. I thought I did. And yes, there are times where it's not 100% your fault. I'm not talking about the times that people actually do things to you when you didn't even deserve it. And that can be anything from abuse, sexual abuse, people stealing from you, taking from you. Like, I'm not talking about those instances, because that's somebody else's agenda that has, you have no control over what people decide that they're going to do to someone. So I'm not talking about those situations. You can't take responsibility for someone else's actions, but you can take responsibility for what you allow. And that's the point of this episode. I want to touch on common setbacks that we all have of things that we can control. We can't help the hand that's dealt to us, but we can make the best of it and capitalize off those areas of opportunity if we allow ourselves to. When I first sat down and started talking about or thinking about this episode, I was trying to figure out what areas in our lives do we tend to see the biggest setbacks. And it came down to three categories for me, because when I started to think about my setbacks, these are the three categories that kept coming up. And the three categories I came up with were habits, people, and mindset. Our habits are what shape us. The people around us are the reflection of who we are, and our mindset can control how we react and approach things. I want to say it's not one or the other. Sometimes they all go hand in hand, and that's something that you have to be mindful of, and you actually have to that's when your self-awareness kicks in, right? I always talk about that. So your self-awareness kicks in when you are dissecting the reasons why you are where you are. So talking about habits, our daily routine is an indicator of what's important to us and where our primary focuses are. Our habits have been our identifiers and are often anchors for us to stay in our comfort zone. I know for me, if we're talking identifiers, I've said it in a previous episode, like, I always got it together. I was the one that was known for that in my family. So people don't typically have to worry about me, because they're like, she's not going to go too far off the deep end, which is great. But when I was in those tough times where I kind of needed a shoulder to lean on, I didn't have that, because I was so like invested in holding on to that identifier. I was willing to let myself drown just to save face. So part of these habits, part of the reason why your certain habits can be a setback is, depending on what they are, it can stop you from taking risk. And if anybody's like me, I have certain routines. Like, I'm a homebody, so it's really hard to convince me to leave the house. It's really hard to convince me not to go straight home after work. And so anything that comes into my world where it stops me from doing what I always do, to me, that's a risk that I'm not willing to take. I want to lay my ass on the couch and watch TV. Like, I don't want to go out. So I'm not a club person. I'm not I'll go. If you convince me, I'll go and I'll have a good time. I'm not going to be stank. But I bet you five times that night I'd be thinking, man, I wish I was at home. So part of my habits that I've created for my life have stopped me from going outside of the norm. And I got a story about that. We'll get into that later. Another habit is we fail to prepare. And some people might not think of that as a habit when you're just living, you know, wild and carefree, but not preparing for anything often leads to failure. Not setting a budget, not preparing for a budget, or the lack of setting goals, or lacking a vision. These are all things that we should constantly make a habit of. You should constantly be thinking about your future. You should constantly be thinking about new goals that you want to set and things that you want to achieve. And you should constantly be aware of where you are financially and what your financial goals are, and how to get there. We don't think about a lot of that stuff because it's heavy. You know, not everybody wants to, and at least I'll speak for myself. I don't like thinking about heavy things all the time because it's almost depressing, because then you realize how much work you have to do. And when you realize how much work you have to do, sometimes it seems daunting and it seems like, I don't really feel like doing that. That's going to take forever. But once you realize that time waits for nobody, and whether you do it or not, the years are going to go by anyway, you might as well start now. Another bad habit that people tend to have that set them back is inaction. That can be procrastination. That can be not reacting to things. That can be knowing that something's about to go down and you're still just like, whatever. But what I want people to realize about procrastination is not that you're not a lazy person because you procrastinate. Like, they put that shit everywhere all over the internet that you're lazy if you procrastinate and put stuff off. But in all honesty, you procrastinate because you don't want to do it. It's that simple. You just don't want to do it. And I'm not going to say that that's a bad habit, because there's things that I put off that I genuinely just don't want to do. And if I don't do it, it doesn't make me a better person and it doesn't make me a lesser person. And so that's how I gauge whether me procrastinating is a bad habit at the time or a good habit. And a lot of the times, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just, I just don't want to do it. And so instead of me saying, oh, I'll do it eventually, I just be honest and I'm saying, I'm not going to do that. I don't know why I'm lying. So procrastination is part of being inactive, but keep in mind that you have to decipher between, is this something that I just don't want to do? I genuinely don't want to do it and don't care for it, and it's not going to add any value to my life. Or is it I'm procrastinating because I'm intimidated by it, or I don't think I'll do very well, or like, you got to get to the reason as to why you're putting it off. On the flip side, this can go hand in hand with procrastinating, is that you're planning too much. You're overthinking and trying to perfect something that is supposed to grow over time. Overthinking can lead to not doing anything at all, and it can lead to you second guessing your abilities to do anything at all. I realized that, like, I was supposed to start doing podcasting. I was thinking about doing this like years ago. I think my son was like a baby, and I kept putting it off because I was just like, I don't know what to do. It just seems too hard. And I'm not saying that I'm like a completely like super guru tech person, but I'm not dumb when it comes to technology. I figured it out. I'm doing it right now. But at the time, I made it seem like it was a bigger thing than what it is. And it's so easy. I'm mad at myself that I'm just starting now when I could have started 3-4 years ago. One little story that I have about a bad habit is, one of my bad habits is, or what do they say? One of my toxic traits are, like, so I have a toxic trait, and that toxic trait is I like to start things and not finish them. There's probably a lot of people that are just like me, and I'm just here to say I understand you and I do not judge you, because I am the same. We are one. Okay. I have a habit of starting things and not finishing them because what I realized is I like the chase. I like the beginning of something new. I like the buildup. I like it in its like beginning stages, the idea stages, the point of like conception. Like that's what I love. When it gets into the thick of it, or when it becomes more like ironed out and it's kind of like smooth sailing, I get bored. I get very bored. And I realized that that's not just with work. Like, I kid y'all not, every job that I've ever had, 2 years is like my max. If I stay 3 years, I must really like that job. But I've never stayed anywhere like super long. And the reason why is because I get very bored and I'm ready to move on. I like trying new things. And I'm a very creative person. So I definitely like to do things that are more like creative. And if I feel like I'm being stagnant, I'm like, it's time for me to go. I can stay somewhere long if there's like a finish line ahead. But if I feel like, okay, what am I doing here? It's time for me to go. But I love the chase. I love the chase. It even translates into like relationships. I love the beginning of the relationship. We get a year in, I hate the way you breathe. And I got to change that about myself, but we're not there yet. Cause I'm not even like dating all like that right now. So to me, that's not a priority, but I know that that is an issue that I will have to face later on down the line. Because if I ever want to get married, I have to be able to tolerate somebody for longer than a year. You know what I'm saying? But the point is that because this is a bad habit, I know that it needs to change, because if this continues, I will never see results. I will never see the fruits of my labor if I just start things and I don't finish them, which is why I'm so adamant about going back to school and finishing school, because that was a plan from jump. And I just always like put it by the wayside or put it off or found an excuse not to do it. And I'm trying to force myself to tie up loose ends from my past. So now you know something about me. That's my toxic trait. Moving on to people. Now, when I said last week that some people were not going to like this, this is calling out some people who are these type of people in other people's lives. That was a lot of people, but you get what I'm saying, right? So we don't like to think that the people that are closest to us are the reason we are not where we want to be in life. And let's face it, there are some people who have a certain amount of influence over us and they shouldn't. And these people are often people who put their self-interest before yours. They say things like, what about me? Or they try to guilt trip you into thinking that you are doing something to them. Like you growing, you prospering is painful to them, which is bizarre, but people really do this. There are also people who are jealous of your accomplishments, of your achievements. They say things like your little job or your little car, or you think you pop it. Like they will say shit to make you feel like what you're doing is not that big of a deal. These people are also very unsupportive. They give you a hard time about the decisions you try to make. They don't believe you will go far without them. They'll say things like, oh, it won't last, or what will you do without me, or you think you're better than me, or you think you better than us, or keep in mind that a lot of these people are operating from hurt places, and regardless of what they say to you, the way that I used to find peace is knowing that they're hurting inside and they're trying to take it out on me, and I don't have to take this shit personal. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but that's just something that I always keep in mind, that there's a deeper story there, and that's why they're lashing out. Um, The toxic partner. Ooh. Now, see, listen, this can be an episode in itself. I can talk weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks at a time about this because it irks my soul. Like, I am surrounded by beautiful, smart, sexy, like, adventurous women, and they have these leeches, these bums attached to them, and I just want to shake every last one of them and just be like, please, just like get rid of him, throw him in the trash. He's a bum. And this is not, listen, this is not just about dudes, it's women too. I've seen men who have so much going for them and they would throw it all away for a fat ass and a pretty smile. Like, the bitch is using you. She's dumb. Like, she ain't got nothing going for herself. And you're going to fuck around and get her pregnant. You're going to be stuck with her dumb ass for the rest of your life. And you're going to hate her in about 6 months. I see it all the time. And these people, like, your partner in life, if they're not building you up and basically like supporting you in anything that you do, they're holding you back. And people don't realize that, like, the person that you sleep next to can alter your life drastically. And I'm not talking like in just a bad way. It can be in a good way, but they can alter your life drastically. It can be the type of clothes that you want to wear. It can be certain foods that you're eating, hanging out with certain people. Like, they don't like change. And so anything that looks like change, that could mean that you may look at them, that's what they don't want. They don't want you to, like, get a taste of life without them and realize, like, you ain't shit. I won't be with you no more. They don't want you to realize that. And so what they try to do is they try to isolate you and they try to tear you down every chance they get. So, and we often value their opinion when really their opinion holds no weight whatsoever. You need to look for people who speak life into you, who are supportive regardless of differences of opinion. People think that in order to support someone, you have to agree with their every move, their every idea, their every like step. Like, that's not support. Support is just, I got your back regardless. You could do something I would never do, and I got your back regardless. That's support. We care too much about opinions that don't matter. And what I mean by that is, for instance, me with this podcast. When I decided that I was going to start doing a podcast, I did not tell everybody because there are some people who, one, sometimes, like, I'm not expecting everybody to be jumping for joy for everything that I do, but some people you can tell, like, their vibe, their aura is kind of like weighing you down when you tell them like an idea that you have. So there's certain people you just don't tell certain things to because it's not going to matter in the end. Like, if I listen to you, I may never do this. I may never get it off the ground. And you don't need to listen. You don't need those people in your ear. People who take have no desire to give. And if you constantly feel like you're the one that's constantly fighting the battles in your relationship, in your friendship, in your partnership, in your family, then it's time for you to take a step back because that's holding you back when you're constantly seeking approval from somebody who's never going to give it to you. And the reason why they're never going to give it to you is because they know that they have a hold on you. And if they give you that approval, they could lose that power that they think they have. Okay. These people are a distraction. They would distract you from everything that would elevate you. They don't want to be left behind. So distracting you from your goals and your opportunity ensures their place in your life. Be mindful of that. Be mindful of how they smile a little bit when you don't get the job. Be mindful of how, you know, they act stink when you're around a certain group of friends that are constantly uplifting you and getting you to try new things, but then they'll be quick to suck you back in, like, oh, smoke this, drink this, do this. They will suck you back into all those things you're trying to change about yourself because that's the only thing that they have in common with you. That's a fucking word. You understand me? When they see you changing and growing, and like, I kid you not, here's one right here. I say I don't smoke. I used to smoke back in the day. The only time that I ever smoked weed was because of my ex. When he was removed from my life, why would I smoke? That makes no sense. This is stupid. Like, that's not even me. And it's like, that's what I mean when I say that that person can change your life drastically. Like, if I would have stayed with him, child, I probably would have had hella babies, high as a kite every day. I wouldn't say poor because, you know, he worked his ass off, but it wouldn't have been the life that I actually wanted to live, if you know what I mean. And these habits and the people that we deal with, it's all under the same umbrella, which is your mindset. Your mindset, habits, and the people that you deal with, they all go hand in hand. Our mindset tells us what to fear. It tells us what we can and can't do. It tells us how we're supposed to feel about something. There can be times where you feel like you're too late to attend a party. And when I mean by party, I don't mean like an actual party like turn up. I mean like a party like it's too late for me to go back to school, or it's too late for me to start a podcast, or everybody has a hair selling business. Why should I start mine? It could be you feeling like you're not educated enough, smart enough, or it can feel like you're inexperienced in relationships or networking, or you've made too many big mistakes that you can't recover for them and you're just a lost cause. These are all mindset issues. And we have to reverse that. Start telling yourself nice things. Be nice to yourself. I remember telling one of my friends that I don't have the issue of people beating me down or what people think or say getting to me. That's never been my issue. My issue has always been what I think about myself in my own head. And as I got deeper into this conversation of me telling her what my thoughts were at certain times, the first thing she said was, I really hate that you're this mean to my friend, talking about me, myself. And, you know, it's something that you have to be aware of. And it's like, you would never say these things to somebody you love, but you say them to yourself all the time. And it's like, why? Love yourself. Believe in yourself. Trust that you got this. You got this. Shit, I'm out here podcasting. 2021. 30 years old. If I can do it, you can do it. Don't let perfection or the lack of knowledge stop you from trying. Get out of your comfort zone. That's where you thrive. Like, when you step one foot out of that comfort zone, it's like you become alive. It's like a thrill. Like, you start to seek it more and more. When you try something new and you don't excel at it immediately, you just assume that you're not good enough, and that's not the case. I tell my son all the time, you got to keep practicing. He tells me, well, you're good at it. I'm good at it because I've been doing it for years. You've only been doing it for 2 or 5, whatever the case may be. You just got to get at it. It's all about your mindset. You got to change your mindset. If you change your mindset, you can accomplish anything. You can leave that nigga. You can leave that girl. Like, it's all in your head. You conquer that, and you're going to be well on your way, okay? So, that's pretty much what I had as far as my message for the night when it comes to our setbacks and things that are holding us back. Let's move into the nightcap. This should be interesting because I'm going to get a little personal. So, tonight's nightcap is about living a little. Now, I was kind of hesitant, okay, about telling y'all this story. It's a short story, but I learned a big lesson, a valuable lesson about how I want to live moving forward. And I've said it before, but I thought I was taking steps towards that until this happened, right? So here we go. I'm going to lay it out for y'all. So I got asked out on a date. And it wouldn't be that bad of a situation, but I don't date. Like, that's just not my thing. Like, I don't date. I don't like the idea, the concept of dating, especially in the formal way. Like, if you're going to ask me out on a date, it better be an activity where it can kind of be casual and laid back, where you break the ice. Don't take me out to dinner, because the last thing I want to do is sit across from you at a restaurant and ask you about your favorite color and what you like to do in your spare time. Like, that shit's so fucking boring. I need something that'll make me feel more relaxed, and all that's going to do is make me order food that you're going to be mad at because I'm not going to eat it, because I'm just thinking about how I can't wait for this to be over. So don't take me on a dinner date, please. Like, no. So back to my story. I got asked out on a date, and like I said, I don't date. So I was a little hesitant about saying yes. And the reason why is, drum roll, I don't like to be bothered. Plain and simple. I don't like to be bothered. And it wasn't just because of like COVID or anything. Like, there's like everything's like shut down out here and shit. But I like being alone. It's like my favorite thing. And to have somebody impede on my personal space, you really have to be fairly special, or I have to be very intrigued in order for me to be like, okay, I'll give this a whirl. But for the most part, I really do not like to be bothered. Like, just leave me alone. I'm not even here, you know? So every time I get asked out on a date, I get a little hesitant because I'm just like, do I really want to be bothered? That's what I'm thinking. So if you ever ask me out and I hesitate or I leave it and don't really say much, like, just know that it's because I really just don't want to be bothered, and I'm trying to decide if I'm going to step outside of that box. So fast forward to, I'm going to call it D-Day. So fast forward to the day that we're supposed to go on this date, right? I had to work this day, y'all. See, I feel like I'm starting off with excuses. Okay. I had to work this day. So I worked all day. Mind you, I get up. What day was this? This was Saturday. So I got up. I usually get up throughout the week. I get up at like 6 in the morning. No, I get up at like 5:30 in the morning during the week. And then on the weekends, I usually get up at 8. But because my son was going to grandma's house, I got up earlier to drop him off. So I didn't get to sleep in on Saturdays like how I usually do before I go to work. So I work all day and I ended up getting off of work a little bit later than normal. So by this time, like if I get off late, that means it was busy. My feet hurt, I'm tired, I'm ready to eat, sit down. Like that's just how I'm feeling. And I got off late, I was starving. Okay? Like my middle name was Marvin. I was starving. Not only was I starving, but I had forgot that I was supposed to go on this date. Like, I forgot. So, the plan was we were not supposed to like go eat or anything like that. Like I said, everything's closed. So it was supposed to be more of like a let's meet up somewhere, let's chill. He even mentioned like let's go to the casino or something because at least that's open. You can walk around, you can order food, you can drink. There's like, you can gamble a little bit. I'm good luck at a casino. So, that's not something that I would be like, oh, the casino, like I always win at the casino, okay? So, I had forgot that we were supposed to do this, and like he hit me up and he was like, "What's up? Wait, I gotta back up." So I'm hungry, right? I got off of work late. I'm already, like tired. I decide that I'm gonna go to Popeyes. When I tell y'all, every Popeyes was packed. I mean jam packed. Like you would have thought they was giving away free chicken, packed. Like chicken sandwich just got released, packed. And I was just like, what the hell is going on? Like, I don't have time for this. I'm ready to go home and like lay down. So while I'm trying to make it to Popeyes and get in line, so I can order my food, he hits me up and he's like, "What's up? Like, when you gonna be ready?" And I was like, "Huh?" I was like, what the hell? Oh shit. Are we supposed to? Oh man, damn it. I'm not even ready. I still got on work clothes. I'm hungry. Like at this point, I'm on the verge of tears because I'm hungry. I want to eat. Okay. Like if y'all saw me, I like my food. I want to eat. So he hits me up and he's like, what's up? And I was just like, let me get something to eat and then I'm gonna let you know. So we in this long ass line. And so you know how like somebody texts you and like like if you respond back, they're gonna be like, either I'm on my way or something like that. And you know that you're not gonna be ready if you respond back right away and they say that they're on their way. So you delay your response to the text to give you more time. So then when you do reply back, you got 20 minutes, but you didn't already took up an hour. Like, you know what I mean? So, I was just like, I'm gonna wait to reply back to him to tell him that like I'm ready to meet up because like let me get home, let me eat, let me, chill, change, all that. And then I'm gonna hit him up and let him know that I'm ready. So, y'all, I got home, and before I knew it, I don't know what happened, y'all. I was in my pajamas. I was eating Popeyes, watching TV. I done got on the phone with my sister, chopping it up with her. Like, I had just said, forget the date. And now that I talk about it, I feel so bad. I feel horrible because he was so nice. So nice. And I was just getting ready to ghost his ass. I was about to hit him with the, oh, I fell asleep as soon as I got home. When I woke up, it was the next day. Like, I was about to hit him with the whole, I fell asleep. Lied like I was about to hit him with it, and I was just like, man, I'm really not trying to go on this date now. Like, I'm comfortable and shit, my bra off, it's a wrap. And he just kept texting me, like, what's up? Are you ready? Blah blah blah. And I was like, damn, he really ain't gonna leave this shit alone, like, he gonna keep hitting me up, like, damn. So I'm talking to my sister. My sister's like, you gotta keep it G. Like, you gotta, like, tell him, like, you ain't feeling it tonight or whatever. But she was like, don't ghost him. So I'm like, all right, like, I'm gonna call him. So while I'm talking to her, like, I'm trying to wrap up the phone call. So while I'm talking to her, he calls, like, two times. And I'm like, damn, like, okay, he called. So after the second time that he called, like, I'm like, okay, I tell my sister, I'm gonna get off the phone. Let me call him back. So before I could call him back, he texted me and was like, I'm starting to think you don't want to see me. And that's when I was filled with nothing but guilt. Like, I felt so bad because I was like, damn, like, I do want to see you, but I'm comfortable with my Popeyes and my pajamas. Like, I ain't trying to do all that. So I felt bad, but I had to work up the nerve, and I ended up calling him back. And y'all, when I tell y'all, he laid it on me, was shading my ass, and was like, oh, now your phone won't work. Like, he wasn't mean about it. It was very playful, but he was giving me a hard time because he was just like, you know better. Like, come on. So I started telling him, like, how, you know, I'm just not used to dating. And then today was just one of those days where I just had a long day at work and I was tired and I was hungry. And I was telling him how, like, I'm used to just getting something to eat, going straight home and just chilling. And, you know, I usually have my son. So me having a night to myself, it's like rare. And I just wanted to capitalize off that. And before I could get all that out, he cut me off. And he was like, listen, I get it. You got a routine. You got your whole little life set up. And he was just like, you know, that's cool. I'm not trying to take you off your game or nothing like that. He was just like, but I'm gonna need you to live a little. You know, like, he was like, I asked you out. We had an agreement. You backed out on it. And he was just like, I'm not upset about that. But he was just like, if you truly want to get to know me and you truly want to be open to me getting to know you, you got to meet me halfway. And that requires for you to live a little. And he was like, our date basically interrupted your daily routine. And you're so set on this daily routine that going on a date with me was like basically a risk. Like I said earlier, it was a risk, and basically that it was interrupting. Like, basically he was saying, like, you're making it sound like the date with me was interrupting your peace. And he was just like, so I felt bad, y'all, because I don't want anybody to, like, feel like I'm blowing them off because I don't like them, because I did like them, but it was just, I just was not feeling it that day. And, like, I didn't feel like getting cute. Like, I just didn't feel it that day. And I feel bad because, he didn't deserve that. And so, we talked a little bit and he just kept saying, like, just give me a chance. And he said, you know, I don't mind, you know, working for your time and, you know, putting in a little bit more effort up front if that means that, you know, you got to get comfortable with me and all that stuff. And I'm just like, okay. It didn't really sound like game. I know game. And when he first met me, it was not game. Okay. So I feel like if you didn't have game when you met me, like the way you came at me, it was not like you had game, like, ooh, you was spitting bars at me, it wasn't like that, then I'm just feeling like you're saying these things because you feel genuine about it. But, you know, the jury's still out, so we'll see. But the message that I got from that whole experience was just to live a little, because all night, that's all I could think about after I got off the phone with him was how, like, damn, like, I probably would have had a good time and I made it a bigger deal than what it was. And I could have sacrificed one night of laying around to actually go out and like interact with a human other than my child. And I was just like, I need to live a little, and I don't. And I've said this before in the previous episodes that my life did not change drastically when everything got shut down, which is a problem because more people were upset. And I was like, why are y'all upset? But it's because they had lives. And I was just chilling at home. So that's the moral of the story. Live a little, you know, step outside the box. If you're not living, you're waiting to die. And that's depressing. Like, who the fuck is waiting to die? Like, that shit's depressing. So just live a little. So I urge everybody, take that trip you've always wanted to take. Go on that date you've always wanted to go on with that special person that you've always thought about. Try something new. Try something that you've been curious about. Like, just do it. As long as you're safe and you're not harming anybody else, just go live a little. And I'm gonna try to too, because I gotta convince him to let me redo this whole date, and maybe I'll plan it since I'm the one that fucked it up, because y'all gotta help me on this. Just hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, my email. Tell me something, because I'm a little rusty, okay? But that's it for this episode. I'll catch back up with y'all again. I don't know if I'm gonna do bike weekly or if I'm gonna stick to the weekly plan. We'll see how it goes. And I'll let y'all know about the name change, with the podcast. So hopefully I have that all nailed down for my next episode. But until then, y'all be safe. Good night, y'all.